setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. We're coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. You've joined a conversation about you, specifically your purpose. And we're going to look at the professional application of your purpose, specifically your work. Were you created for more than just a J-O-B? The answer is absolutely right. You were created for more than a J-O-B. You were created to contribute. You can make the income that you want and the impact that you want. You really can't. And that's our total focus here. It's time to be talking about purpose and less about politics. So welcome aboard. 844-747-2577. We're on talk radio. Closing in on 80 stations around the country. We're on Sirius XM. On the Business Radio Channel and Triumph. And we're also, of course, a podcast. So welcome to one and all. This is your show. It's a caller-driven show. Some of you listen. You've never called in. I'm here to coach you, counsel you, cheer you on. It's a free call, 844-747-2577. You say, well, Ken, when are you there? Well, of course, this is all subject to change. But right now, we're here from 12 to 2 Eastern Time in the studio, and then we're being pushed out to all different kinds of channels, also on YouTube as well. Should point that out, where you can watch it in HD. So, all that said, if you call in during 12 to 2, those 2 hours, Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday, you got an opportunity to talk, and you're maybe just one phone call away from the clarity and confidence that you need so that you can step out and stay on the path. That's when courage presents itself as well. So, just want you to know, you have a unique role. You are needed. You must do it. Let's stop treating work like a four-letter word. The dream job is possible. We have a 7-stage clear path that will help you get there. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away where you are working and living like no one else. 844-747-2577 is the phone number, 844-747-2577. Okay, I want to talk just for a few minutes about passion, why passion really does matter. Some people tend to kind of dismiss it in the personal growth space. Oh, you don't need to follow your passion. You just need to go explore on purpose and just do something you're good at. Wrong. What they're attempting to say, though, is you could just be super excited and in love with an idea on something and yet never be able to make it happen. And they're right. While passion does matter more than you think, it's not a standalone indicator. You must have talent to pull it off. And it must be work that produces a result that is missional to you. It matters deeply to your values. Talent, passion, mission, and alignment. That's the formula. That's the formula. They come into alignment and form an arrow pointing into the world where you can do lots of different work that is meaningful, purposeful to you. But let's define passion. I define it as work you love. Let's go a little bit deeper so that you can begin to see some characteristics around this and go, oh, Ken, I definitely can say that I'm passionate about this work. Here are the two keys. You must have high emotion and high devotion. All right, we'll break those down. What's high emotion? What do I mean by that? Well, emotion isn't just a feeling. It's also a state of mind. It's the combination of my feelings and my thoughts. And that gives us that state of mind. So when I think about work, do I have high emotion? Am I really excited about it as a way of saying it? I am looking forward with great anticipation. Even my heartbeat skips a little bit. Gets a little faster, if you will. Right? And we go, oh, I'm thinking about this work and I get excited. I can't wait to tackle this. Right, that's the way I feel about broadcasting, coaching someone one-on-one, speaking on a stage, giving a keynote address, developing content, writing a book, all of that. I get excited about it. You know, later today, I've got a meeting with our team, and we're going to be talking about taking the Get Clear Career Assessment, which is now available at kencolman.com. It's available for you all, and it helps you get clear on what you're born to do. And it's going to give you a detailed report on talent, top passion, primary mission. But guess what? We're going to convert that baby, and we're going to turn it into a great hiring tool and engagement tool for businesses. I get excited. Joe, I'm telling you, I'll come bouncing into that room. I get excited about it. High emotion. Now, here's the second piece, high devotion. So devotion. Think of devotion as my time and my effort. How much time and how much effort do you give work you love? The answer is a whole bunch. A whole bunch. Let's flip this for a second. How much time, how much effort do you give something that you don't love? Some of you just went, Ken, that's my whole stinking job. I'm giving it about 40 hours a week. Oh, well, you're in the good spot here. We'll help you out of that, right? But you get my point. So devotion means I'm going to give it a lot of time and I'm going to give it a lot of effort. High emotion, high devotion is what will help you see, yes, I do in fact love this kind of work. That's passion. Now, one last little look. As you are looking at work, you're trying to determine what work do I love? What work am I passionate about? I'm looking at high emotion, high devotion. Here's what you're going to find. You could have high emotion for something, but you have low devotion. What's going on there? That would be a hobby. And I'm giving this a loose label, right? But it's a hobby. I have high emotion. I enjoy doing it. Look forward to it when I get the chance to do it. But I'm not putting a lot of time and effort into it. That for me would be golf. I wish I could play more golf. I can't right now. I just cannot. I look forward to playing with my friends. Look forward to it. Really do. But I'm not putting a lot of time and effort into it. And by the way, when you play with me, that's very obvious, right? I got to put more time, Joe, more effort into it to see those golf scores get better. It's a hobby. All right? Some of you guys out there, you love working on cars. You got a project in the garage. You know, do you want to be a mechanic the rest of your life? I don't know. Do you have high emotion, high devotion? Meaning, if you could be a mechanic, would you be really fired up about it and it wouldn't be difficult for you to get out of bed, put in the long hours when you got to put in the long hours? That's the devotion piece. Yeah, I love turning a wrench. Yeah, but maybe you only want to do it every once in a while in your garage. You want to do it every day? You better have high devotion. You better be really jacked about putting the time and the effort into the work. That's high emotion, high devotion. So hope that'll help many of you begin to go, okay, as I look into the world of work, what work do I love? Now, I mentioned the Get Clear Career Assessment. We just launched it 2 weeks ago. Thousands of people have already gotten it. It's going crazy. I love that people are jumping on it, and it's instantaneous. We're talking about 10 to 15 minutes, maybe 20 if you really want to take your time with it, and you should. We ask the questions. All you got to do is answer them about yourself, and you're going to get an awesome report on your top three talents, things you do best, top three passions, work you love, and the primary missional result that you want to create, produce in the world. Then we fill out your purpose statement and then show you professional possibilities that points you to the marketplace to go do that work. Go get it at kencolman.com. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. When you have a solid plan that will help you get your money under control, it will free you up to think about the future. And Ramsey Plus is that plan. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential. Hit your savings goals so you can feel secure if you decide to make a career change and invest for your future retirement, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. I'm going to challenge you to make a commitment for the next 30 days to be super focused on getting your money in order, tackling your debt, and hitting your savings goals. And just watch what happens. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, go ahead and text Ken Plus to 33789. That's Ken Plus. Don't wait. Text Ken Plus to 33789. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover what you were born to do and then come up with a plan to make it a reality. Thrilled to have you with us. Hey, do you ever feel like you're sending job applications into a black hole, wondering, is anybody even seeing these? You're not alone. My friends at ZipRecruiter can help. They're the number one rated job site in the U.S., and they're not going to keep you in the dark. Anytime your application is viewed or given a thumbs up by an employer who's on their site, or even if your contact info was revealed to them so they can reach out to you directly, they'll send you a status update so you know exactly where you stand. So it's not just a black hole. It's so easy and it's completely free. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken is the website. It's absolutely free. It does not cost you anything and it never will. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's the better way to find a job. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken and sign up, and they're going to start working for you right away. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. Let's go to Yareth. I hope I'm saying that right. In Ontario, Canada. Yareth, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you doing today?
I'm living the dream. How can I help?
Yeah, so, Ken, I'm 31. I'm working for the government at the call center. Me and my wife were on baby step 4, and she is currently working as a full-time nurse. And basically, in our season, I deciding whether I should move jobs. So the short of it is that I've taken a bit of a stress leave from work, and I've just been trying to figure out what my passions are, and I came across your resources. So I've completed the Career Clarity Guide.
Good.
And it's all leading towards an occupation that I've kind of put on the back burner, but it's all kind of being brought up again, which is pastoring. And my church, which is a fantastic church, they're actually offering an internship program that I'm really interested in. Now, I feel like it's the best decision for us, especially because it's not just a program that helps you with learning biblical knowledge, but it also helps you just build character. And we hope to one day have kids, and I feel like it would help me to become a good dad one day. So basically, my wife is not completely on board. It's not a no for her, but she just doesn't think it's the most practical idea.
Do you agree with
hoping
her?
To talk with you about this.
Do you agree with her that it's not the best? And when she says practical, I'm guessing that means it's not the best timing.
I wouldn't even say it's a matter of timing. It's more the fact that it's going to be 8 months of this internship, which is unpaid. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't necessarily guarantee a job.
Right. And so if you do this, how are you going to bring in income during that time?
So luckily my job, they're very flexible. So they actually would offer me part-time work. I feel like I could still manage work.
Okay. So
dedicate my time to internship.
So what is she concerned about? Is it that you're going to do the 8 months and there's no guarantee, or is it what happens to you guys and your budget and your lifestyle during the 8 months? That's what I'm trying to drive at. Because when you lead with, I want to know what you think, Ken, I got to know what the wife thinks, because this is less about a professional question. This is more relationship, and I'm happy to dive in. I got 23 years of messing up with Stacy to add to this question. So that's what we got to figure out. What is she most concerned about? Is it truly that, well, you could do this for 8 months, and then what happens if you don't get a gig? Or is it really the part-time job is going to squeeze us?
Right. It's a bit of both. So definitely the first reason, like I said, it doesn't guarantee a job, and I don't have a degree. And I don't necessarily have the education to guarantee my position as a pastor one day.
Yes. However, let me ask you this. Do you personally believe based on the research you've done and the direction you want to go, that this internship, while it may not lead to something right away or maybe even within a few months, is it something that is going to be valuable for the long-term destination?
I feel like it would.
Good.
I feel like, especially my church, they hire internally. Now, that's assuming that one day they would hire me down the road as their pastor. And now it's specifically pastoral care that I have a heart for.
Sure.
Not necessarily the Sunday preacher.
Yeah.
And for her, she is seeking more stability. Now, just sure. to kind of give you a backstory, the last few years or so, I've kind of dabbled into different ideas. So one of them being nursing, the other one being counseling. And I feel like with this in particular, especially after completing the career clarity guide, it's evolved to more so pastoring that I feel like I have really have a true passion about.
Yeah. What was your missional result from the career assessment?
So my missional results, it was, you know, helping men who struggle with shame, helping young kids.
My point is when you take the Get Clear career assessment, you get a report, correct? Did you take the actual assessment?
I did the career clarity guide.
Oh yeah, that's old. Okay. Gotcha. We just continued that. So I get your answer. I understand that. And by the way, it's a good answer. It's very specific, which is great. So here's the deal. There's no question that ministry is the play. This is a relationship answer. Okay. You got to sit down with your wife and go, babe, here's the deal. I totally get your concern and you're absolutely right. There is absolutely no guarantee that after I do this internship that the church is going to give me a job or that another church is going to be ready to scoop me up. That's absolutely correct. However, because I don't have the education, I got to go this route. And this is the proximity principle. I got to get in. I got to do it. And I think that I need to do this because it is going to open up opportunities at some point. It's certainly going to give me some experience to fall back on and could lead to something else. So I think I need to do it. If you really believe that, you got to tell her. All right. Now, but you also have to address what she's feeling. And this is coming down to financial security and stability. She's got some fears. Ask her what she's afraid of specifically. Then you must address that. Well, I'm afraid that we aren't going to be able to afford to do this, this, and this. Is she right? If she's wrong, you don't go, you're wrong. You go, okay, let me look into that. Let me see how I can move the numbers around. I'm going to get a part-time job. I might get two part-time jobs. We're only going to take this much of a hit, but we'll change our budget this way. This is where you dive into the conversation and the numbers so that she feels like, oh, okay, he hears me, number one. That's the relationship part. She needs to know that you hear her fears. Number two, you don't discount them, but you do address them. And you show her, okay, here's how we're going to address this risk that you think we're taking. That's what has to happen. Make sense?
It makes absolute sense.
Yeah. Listen, and by the way, I'd like for you to try this over. First of all, get your act together. And if you're already aware of all the things that she's concerned about, let's go ahead and address that ahead of time. Get your act together, pencil, paper, facts, figures, run some budgets, do all the things. And then let's take her to a nice dinner. And then we have a very nice dinner, a very nice conversation. And then we say, hey, babe, I know we've been talking about this. I've heard you. I've heard you. And I've taken the steps to try to address this, but I just want us to talk through this together. I want your input on what I've done. So you're not showing her a proposal where you go, see, here's everything right here. I've already got. No. Let her ask questions and dive into it. I think that's the way to go about this. And I think you're going to be okay. You're a good dude. I would do it, but I would only do it when my wife is totally bought in. Because this is a we journey, not a me journey. Don't move. More of your calls coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you go from paycheck to purpose. I've been teasing that for, I don't know, a month or two, Joe. I was being sly. That is the title of the brand new book, which unveils and explains and guides you through the seven stages that will lead you to what you were born to do. The title of the book, the full title, is From Paycheck to Purpose: The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. And I'm excited to say it's available for pre-order right now. You can get it at kencoleman.com with all kinds of amazing goodies. It'll come out November the 9th, so mark the calendars. You can buy it anytime between now and then and get it at a big discount plus a lot of freebies. Here's the deal, $20, which is a big discount, and you get the ebook and the audiobook read by me along with $100 worth of other great resources. So that's all for $20 if you pre-order, and then we mail it to you and should show up around the 9th, right? Now, there is one bundle where we take my brand new Get Clear Career Assessment, and that's a $30 product, and we put that into the book. And so you get the assessment for $10 and the book for $20. So it's a $30 bundle. You get both. Now, this is for those of you who really need to get clear, or you need that extra clarity to kind of confirm what it is you're supposed to do. And it is a wonderful, wonderful report. We've been working on it. You get your report on your top talents, your top passions, your primary missional driver, the results you want to produce in the world, fills out your purpose statement, which becomes this amazing North Star for you, and even points you to the marketplace where you can see multiple jobs, industries where you could work on purpose. So that's a bundle where you get the assessment and the book, which the book is the guide up the mountain. The assessment helps you a little bit quicker and a little bit more confidently figure out what that professional purpose is, get great feedback, great conversations going with people who know you well. We also cover that process in the book as well, in the first stage, Get Clear. So anyway, there's the bundle, all of it at kencoleman.com. Go get it. All right, 844-747-2577. Let's go to North Bergen, New Jersey. Iman is joining us there. Iman, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Iman. What's going on?
So I'm 23 years old. I just graduated. I have a degree in psychology and a minor in business.
Congratulations. That's a big deal.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So what's up?
So I just don't have a specific calling. I'm not really sure what to do.
Yeah.
And in psychology, you would need a master's to do anything. So I just wanted some experience. So I'm currently taking a break before.
Yeah, sure. I think that's wise. So are you questioning whether psychology is the direction, or are you saying, Ken, I want to know more specifically inside of the field of psychology what I think I'm called to do? Which one hits you the most?
So I'm not sure if psychology is the direction.
Yeah, why? What's causing that doubt? And here's what I want you to do before you answer that. We're not used to, as humans, we're not used to articulating our fears and doubts, because it's kind of like, well, that's kind of private. I mean, I don't want anybody to know that I'm afraid of spiders, right? Or whatever. And so I want you to feel free right now to tell me as specifically as you can why you're doubting a future in psychology, coming off of a psychology degree.
I just wasn't sure, like, what positions were right for me.
Okay, so see how that's actually a little bit different now that I've kind of put the spotlight on you?
Yeah.
I think it's actually what I said the first time, which is you're not quite sure where you would fit in the psychology field. All right, so let's do something really quick, okay? So I teach talent, passion, and mission are the indicators that will answer the question, what should I do with my life, right? So I look at talent, what I do best, hard skills, people skills. I look at passion, work I love to do. And then I look at mission, the results that I want to produce. So let's just do something really fun. I want you to answer this as honestly as you can. I don't want you to think about it. I want you to feel it from the top of your heart. You ready?
Ready.
Who are the people you most want to help? Describe them.
College student.
What's the problem that they have or the desire that they want?
They're unable to figure out, like, what career is right for them.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Sounds very familiar, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's what I do. I love it. All right. Now, what's the solution or solutions that you want to provide to those people, the college kids who don't have direction?
So give them resources to help them find what careers right for them.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If you had a college student, a current college student, in front of you right now, and you were having coffee with them, okay? Mm-hmm. And they said, Iman, I don't know what I want to do with my life. Do you have any resources that you would recommend to me? What would you recommend?
Have you tried taking any personality tests or going on Indeed and LinkedIn?
Yeah. Okay, not bad. You should have told him to listen to the Ken Coleman Show first. I'm a little bit hurt right now. Very hurt.
That's number one, yes.
I'm kidding with you, sort of, kind of. I've got the Get Clear Career Assessment I'm actually going to give you. Because, listen, let me tell you something. Personality tests that are tied to career options are bad science. Can I just say that?
Oh.
Yeah. But hey, no, it's okay, Iman. Listen, for 2 years I've been working on the Get Clear Career Assessment. You called me today because you trusted me. You've heard me talk about talent, passion, and mission, yes or no?
Yes.
If I told you that in 15 minutes or less, you could get a report on what you do best, talent, the work you love to do most, passion, and the results you most want to put out in the world, mission, would you be excited about that?
Of course.
Would you be extra excited if I told you it'll fill out your purpose statement and then show you all the professional possibilities and help you decide whether or not psychology is, in fact, where you want to go?
Yeah.
Okay, I got great news. I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
It's $30 for everybody else. I want you to take it. And if you need to call the show again, Amanda will set that up. Do you hear me? And you'll just go through your results with me. But listen to me. I put you to the test, not because I was trying to goad you to say the Ken Coleman Show or any of my resources. I was trying to get you to put yourself in a position of would I want to advise them and how would I advise them? And I think you've got to do more homework, starting with my assessment, to see who are the people that I really want to help. What are those solutions that I want to put out there? And here's what you're going to find. The guidance counseling or career counseling in a university system might very well be in your sweet spot. It might. Mm-hmm. Because the psychology, the interest in a psychology degree does align with the idea of giving someone advice, true or false.
True.
Absolutely. So does it mean that you're going to be sitting down with people that are dealing with tremendous mental health issues or emotional pain? Maybe not. Maybe you're advising somewhere else. So here's what we're going to find out. When you take the Get Clear Career Assessment, I'm going to give it to you. I'll be fascinated to see if your top talents spit out advising. If it spits out logic, right? And I'll be interested to see if it spits out analyzing work as a passion, advising work. It'd be very interesting. I don't know if it will, but if it does, now you go any type of work where I am a counselor, advisor, and by the way, you want to look to see if it's going to include service and influence for mission. Just look it up. I mean, you're going to get a report, and it's going to tell you. Look into it, read it, and then go, oh, how can I find work that allow me to use these talents to do this work, passion, to produce this result, mission? So you're going to get your report, and then you start to square it up and go, oh, because what you're hung up on right now is, I think you want to advise people. Do you think that's true?
Yeah.
The question is who, what are they dealing with, and where? And I think it is college kids, because there's something specific to your story. So I think you're really close. So hang on the line. Let's get her the Get Clear Career Assessment. Folks, this is why I did it. It's $30 for everybody else. Or if you want to get the brand new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love, you get it all for $30. yes. This is the Ken Coleman Show, helping people discover and do what they were born to do. This is not a pipe dream, by the way, and it's even more accessible now than ever. I think a lot of people think because of the pandemic that just seems to stretch on forever and ever and ever. The world's changing, and it's just so nasty out there and all kinds of stuff, and it just is. I get it. But you know what hasn't changed with all of that? The fact that you were created to fill a unique role through your work, that you can make the income and the impact that you want. That's right. Like 90,000 plus hours at work in your lifetime is the average for Americans? Are you kidding me? You're going to spend that amount of time in your life doing something that's just meh or yuck? Come on, you know there's more. And if you can actually realize what I believe about you and everyone, that there's a unique contribution you're supposed to make through your work. We're talking about feeling the juice every day, even when it's a rough day or you don't feel so great. You still love the work. Why? Because you're in your sweet spot. You use what you do best, your talent, to do work you love, passion, to produce results that matter to you, mission. Hey, we're excited to have you with us. I want to say a quick thing to our SiriusXM audience. Program note. We are on Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 Eastern Time, on Business Radio. That's Channel 132. So that's our slot there. But we're trying to slowly take over SiriusXM, so one channel was not enough. It did not satisfy my appetite for passing purpose on to as many people as possible. So we're also on Channel 111, the Triumph Channel, and that's Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. So two channels, two different times, both Monday through Friday. Channel 132, the Business Radio Channel, Monday through Friday, 1 to 2, and Channel 111, Triumph, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Eastern Time. So there you go. Would love for you to join us as always. David joins us now in San Diego, California. David, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, David. What's up?
So I'm thankful to say that I am kind of in my sweet spot when
Good.
It comes to work. So
Great.
I mean, I'm a research scientist in the molecular biology field.
Nice.
And I have been doing research for about 4.5 years, mm-hmm. but recently I've been applying to a position in industry jobs, mm-hmm. and I just got an offer yesterday from a company, so that's great news.
That is great news.
During my interview process, I had 3 interviews with them, and earlier on they asked me about the potential salary or the compensation that I was looking for.
Okay.
But unfortunately, looking at it backwards, I see that I kind of gave them a low number. And to be fair, the offer that they gave me was about $5,000 more than what I gave them. But my question is, I'm planning to give them a counter offer. And, you know, is that still okay?
How much more?
They actually gave me more than I was asking,
yeah.
$5,000 more.
You want to hit? Okay, let me ask the question this way. You gave them a number. They gave you $5,000 more, which is awesome. And you want to counter and go more? How much more?
That was my question.
No, the answer is no. Okay. Let me go ahead and cut you off because I'm trying to save you from yourself. That'd be a bad move all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
You gave them a number. That's on you. Okay. I'm not criticizing you, but I'm trying to give you a real dose of reality. Whether you did the right research or not, you gave them a number.
Mm-hmm.
At that point that you gave them that number, you were ready to take the job if they gave you that number. True or false?
True.
Okay,
yeah,
come
but
on.
At the same time, I wasn't as informed about the job yet because that was just only the beginning phases of the interview.
That's on you. You got to get more informed. The minute you give them a number, you've put yourself in a weird position. I get what you're saying. But going forward, you got to learn from this lesson and go, before I give somebody a number, I got to make sure that I feel like I got a really clear perspective. Fair? Absolutely
yeah.
fair. So here's the deal. That's a bad look. If you're asking me my opinion, and you are, I would not go back to them with a higher number. They showed you really good faith. These are good people. Who they took your number and they said, we value David and we want David. So we're going to give David $5,000 more than he asked for. David, you ought to be grateful, pal. Now, here's what I know about these people, based on what they've already done. Mm. If you do a good job, I see no reason why you can't get promoted soon and move up and make more money. But no, do not do a counteroffer. Absolutely no way. Is that clear enough? I think it might be. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. So excited to have you with us as we talk about what you were born to do. We look at work very differently here. Most people look at work as, well, I just do this to live. I need the paycheck. And I get it. Everybody's got to provide. But we are taking you much, much deeper because you know deep down there's more to life than just a job with a paycheck. You want to make a difference. You want to make a contribution. That's why we talk about From Paycheck to Purpose, the brand new book, and the Get Clear Career Assessment. You can bundle them together. You get the assessment right away. Pre-order the book, which comes out November 9th. KenColeman.com. Just go to the store. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Amanda, who joins us in my favorite place in the world to say on the air. All right, so I just want to take 20 seconds on this. So when I was a kid, I fell in love with broadcasting, and I always had this thing inside of me where I wanted to do broadcasting. I went into politics for a while, then I got out and moved into broadcasting. And there are certain words that people like me like to say. Any kind of public broadcaster, performer, there's just fun words. Am I right, Joe? You've been on radio before. Oh, yeah. There are just certain words where you go, this is going to be fun to say. And I used to, in meetings, joke around with Joe. I'd be like, somebody from Sheboygan. And it was like my go-to word when I would like kind of just talk through, you know, oh, let's go to Amanda in Sheboygan, right? Well, guess who's on the line? It's Amanda in Sheboygan. Oh my goodness, Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Amanda's there. Amanda, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
That is hilarious.
That's a true story, by the way.
Sheboygan is your favorite word. Well, I'm so glad.
It's my favorite word to say on the air.
Give you that opportunity today.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anybody so weird and so nerded out over being able to say Sheboygan?
I mean, as a Sheboyganite, I'm very proud. I'm glad.
I'm so excited that I get to talk to you. What is going on?
Again, thanks so much for having me on the show. So my question is, how do you know emotionally, when is the right time to go from side hustle to full time? So I'm 34 years old. I'm single. I've been owning and running my own dog training, dog walking company for 3 years now, along with working part time at a veterinary clinic.
Okay.
And when I first started my company, I wasn't sure that I ever wanted to go full time due to kind of seeing some other dog trainers and how they've run their companies and the intensity and the overwhelmingness of doing it full time. But as I've kind of been doing it and I have loved it, I've started to get that thinking of like, maybe I do. So I guess I'm just, my question, I don't want to make it become this right now something I love and I'm good at, and I want to make sure that I keep it that way. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but I hear this more and more. And it's like, do I go do something I love full time? Because if I do that, I'm afraid I'm not going to love it anymore.
You're laughing. I've heard you say that. I was like, oh, he's going to say that.
But when I say it, okay, silly like that, doesn't it sound silly, not just because of my pathetic voice that I was doing, but doesn't it also sound silly when you hear it?
It does.
Okay, so let's break this down.
You're right.
The only way that you will ever feel confused to the point of, do I love dog walking and dog training anymore, is when you've lost touch with the why.
Mm.
And the way you will lose touch with the why is if you are miserable like these other friends that you're talking about because they didn't have boundaries.
Mm.
But if boundaries stay in place, and you aren't stressed, let's just use that as a general word to describe what we're afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not stressed out of your mind, to the point where you feel as though you are drowning every right. day you wake up with all of the dogs you got to train, all of the dogs you got to walk, or all the administrative paperwork, or all of this, or all of that, and all of this. Now it's starting to, you feel the anxiety coming back to you? I had you laughing. Now you're feeling it.
I am. Yeah.
Right. But here's the deal. I'm taking you there on purpose.
Right. I've done it a little bit to myself at the moment.
You have. Here's the deal.
I have.
You're a control freak.
I'm bad at saying no.
Got it. Okay, great. You're bad at saying no because you're trying to control what people think of you. Oh, they're not going to like me, or I'm going to be homeless under a bridge if I say no to one person. I'm, you know.
Right.
By the way, we're all that way. I'm not picking on you.
Okay.
I'm getting
that
you.
That makes me feel better.
Good. I'm sorry. I don't want in any way
no,
you think I'm picking
no,
on you.
You know, no.
But listen,
you know, not at all.
Welcome to the human race. It's
right.
your baby.
It is.
But you got to learn how to go, hey, this very baby that I love will end up pissing me off if I don't careful. Right? And so
right.
what we got to
right.
do is we got to have boundaries. And so you got to go, okay, how many dogs can I walk train in a week? Me personally. You got to get this out on paper. And you get a good idea what the number is. Then you go, that's my cap. The operating word in that sentence is my cap. Not the company's cap, my cap. So if I want to grow my company, I'm going to now have to hire a part-time dog walker, mm-hmm. high school kid, college kid, maybe a senior citizen who's still healthy and wants to walk and loves dogs. And so now I can add more revenue here, but I'm not more stressed out. I'm not working any more hours. Are you starting to track with me on what we have to do to set boundaries and how we operate from the boundaries?
Yes.
If you
it
hate,
sounds scary, but yes.
I know it's scary, but if you hate paperwork and that's going to bog you down, then you go, okay, let me do some research and find somebody locally that wants to make a little side money being a bookkeeper. How much is that going to cost me a month? Oh, okay. Well, that's not going to be too bad. That's going to free up more time for me so I can actually pull in a couple extra dogs. Oh, and I'm not stressed out because I didn't add any time to my plate.
Right.
Questions?
No, you're wonderful at what you do.
Well, no, you're very nice. But my point is we have to lay out what we're afraid of, and we have to address how you mitigate those risks. Because it feels like a risk. Well, no, it isn't. Not if you don't expand too soon by saying yes too much. Not if you delegate things that you actually either aren't that good at or you don't love. And so if we delegate that to somebody else, then all of a sudden we stay in this sweet spot where you have this awesome company and it's all about those furry friends and you've got the juice and you're not stressed out. There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh boy, we like hearing that. Yeah. See, that actually sounds like a person who's in their sweet spot when they go, yeah. See, doesn't that sound good?
I love it.
There we go.
I love what I do.
Good. So here's the deal. Don't do a bunch of stuff that you don't love. Don't do too much, because then we start not loving it. We start resenting it.
Right.
Hey,
I'm on the border there. So
yeah, I know you are. Are you a parent by any chance?
Just of a fur kid.
Okay,
this
great.
This is my fur kid.
Okay, but you obviously had parents because you're talking to me right now, right?
Correct.
So here's the deal.
Yes.
I have three kids. I love my kids. I love my kids more than life itself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I need a break from my kids every once in a while. Too much. No date time with Stacy. No vacation every once in a while. A little weekend away without the kids. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You love dogs. But it doesn't mean that you need to be taking care of dogs 24/7. You need a little you time. That's the issue. That's the issue.
Yeah.
All right. You got this. You got to have boundaries. And so the question was, for Amanda, I'm bringing this to everybody now. When emotionally should you move a side hustle to full time? Well, it's a very interesting way of putting the question, but I like the way she put it. You move to it when you are in emotional stability where you go, okay, my fears and my doubts aren't overwhelming me. Now I can move forward. But fear and doubt out of control, spiraling with no answers, no plan, will hold you back. When Amanda gets control of the fear and doubt, because they never go away, but we can control them. When she gets control of the fear and doubt, she's emotionally already there. There's your answer. So proud of you, Amanda. Thanks for the call. All right, folks, before I get out of here, I want to remind you that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.